The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
Good morning, it's Oliver Callan here in for Ryan, but not for much longer. The Ringmaster, he is lively, he is well, and he will return, like James Bond, I suppose, which is quite fitting for him. So it's business as unusual, I suppose. Text 51551 or email ryan at rte.ie. Well, we did it. We stayed in for a second weekend and we're doing good things. We are saving lives. So pat yourself on the back. What did you do? Let us know. I mastered a new skill, actually. I can now empty a tin of baked beans into the pot without resorting to using a spoon. And every bean, and no splashing. That's against the rules. So you sort of kind of throw and stop and throw and stop, and then you get every last bean out. It's a real thing. It's a quarantine talent. That's what I'm calling it. So I'm a kind of a jiu-jitsu bachelor bean belt in the whole thing. I also use the weekend to get more used to Instagram, because Twitter doesn't really bring out the best in us. It's like life in block capitals and all caps. And Instagram is just kind of life in italics. Or you could have no social media, of course, and just have real life. But how do we know if anyone actually respects us or appreciates us without that essential dopamine hit of the likes and the shares and the comments? So I'm on the old Instagram at the Oliver Callan, because someone took my name already. Is the Instagram handle, is that what you say? Is it the real? I don't know. I have some radio stuff in there and I think I know what I'm doing. It's probably blank when you look at it. But anyway, by the way, bad news for us impressionists over the weekend, as Mick McCarthy kind of silently moves along, robs us of one of the great voices. It was my backside on the bacon slicer. That was his one and only choice quote that we could probably do on the radio, I suppose. But
he had a good run, you know. You could tell when he was excited just by his voice. But what a great team, great talent. Troy Parrott, Callum O'Dowda, some lad we took out of school for the Denmark game. Captain Fantastic, a superhero without a chance.
So goodbye, Mick. Now, what's happening in your newspapers? Well, good news, actually. Nice, happy things. In the Irish Mirror, we read that an Irishman living in China has given a lift to thousands of people with his tweet about the latest situation in the coronavirus's country of origin. Just 41 simple words has given a great lift to people here. What is his name? Theory666, apparently, is his Twitter handle. Tonight I went out for dinner with more than one person. This is the first time it's been allowed since early January. Afterwards, we got a few drinks. There were seven of us. I nearly cried with happiness. And people were replying. One Cork woman said, "Thank you so much for tweeting this. I just read it to my mom, who's working in ICU, and she got emotional knowing there's light at the end of the tunnel," while others were saying they were nearly crying with happiness at the thought that a similar day will soon come in Ireland. And of course, China lockdown since January. We're in, what, day 10? But we're doing what we can. The journal.ie tells us that 122 troops have returned to Ireland following 6 months deployed in the Golan Heights region in Syria. The Defence Forces members landed in Dublin Airport on Saturday evening. They were from the 60th Infantry Troop in the UN Disengagement Observer Force. So they were returned to their home barracks and they're now self-isolating there for a further 2 weeks. And there's going to be lots of happy partners and little children when the mums and dads return from the Defence Forces and from Syria. Now, it is Holy Week, so here's one en masse from the Irish Times. By the way, Holy Week means that this Good Friday is going to feel like the Good Fridays of old, where the pubs are shut. Remember, did we get 1 or 2 years out of it in the end with the new rules? Anyway, this is going to Mass can make you collapse, according to a new study. The multiple sudden changes in position during Mass, from sitting to kneeling to standing, can cause fainting, or in medical terms, a syncope episode due to a fall in blood pressure. The study published in this month's Irish Medical Journal examined a number of times and the duration of stance changes during a regular Catholic Sunday Mass. The review identified 110 cases of fainting, with 56.3% taking place at Mass, with patients being brought to the University Hospital Limerick as a result. Well, no Mass at the moment, so the old fainting fits is something we can only look forward to and fondly remember at the moment. But happy Holy Week to everyone. Now, the Irish Sun on the front page have a story which captured a lot of attention over the last 24 hours. Leo joins battle on the front line, and there's a mocked-up image of the Taoiseach, the caretaker Taoiseach, in his doctor gear. Taoiseach to help out in a small way. He's going to man the phones for one day a week. Isn't that the story? As a doctor, and he's going to be talking through people. This is the GP kind of first response thing over the phone to discuss people's symptoms. But it has divided, as I said. It's kind of, some people see it as an empathetic move for the frontliners, as he's called, the superheroes without capes. But the Irish Independent, Cormac McQuinn, writes, the move may leave him open to accusations that it's a stunt by people who already accuse him of being a spin artist. It's all a bit Hollywood. The former fighter pilot US president who gets back in the cockpit to battle an alien invasion from the 90s hit Independence Day springs to mind. But more importantly, Cormac, this is comedy gold, let's face it. Of course, he had the whole Mr. Taoiseach mug last week. So now, is he going to have a Dr. Taoiseach mug, or is it going to be a Mr. Doctor or a Leo Doctor? But anyway, he'll figure it out, I'm sure. But it's going to be totes, amazeballs for Callan's Kicks, let's face it. So master spin move or frontline hero? Probably a little bit of both would be the fairest thing, wouldn't it? Now, we heard, well, I believed, that coronavirus, the new coronavirus, as we call it, couldn't go to animals, but we read that a tiger at the Bronx Zoo in New York has tested positive for COVID-19. It's believed to be the first known infection in an animal in the US or a tiger anywhere. 4-year-old Malayan tiger named Nadia and 6 other tigers and lions have also fallen ill and are believed to have been infected by a zoo employee. So that means they probably swabbed the tiger then, which and they're having a lot of testing problems in America. There have been a handful of reports outside the US of pet dogs or cats becoming infected after close contact with contagious people, including a Hong Kong dog that tested positive for low levels of the virus. But people who are falling ill are advised by the American Veterinary Medical Association to limit contact with animals once they're showing symptoms and to do what they have to do. Wash your hands. 5551551. Wash your hands. That's the rule. But anyway, tigers are being infected. Now, in some film/book news, Artemis Fowl, which we've been talking about for the best part of a quarter of a century now, and Owen Colfer, and the film that was delayed and delayed. What's happened? Well, it's very good news for people who have subscribed to Disney Plus, because Artemis Fowl, which is going to be a huge release at the end of May, big cinema release, Kenneth Branagh's director, Colin Farrell is in it, Judi Dench, it's produced by Robert De Niro, one of the exec producers, and Wexford's very own Owen Colfer is in there as well. Well, it's going to be, according to her.ie, it's skipping the cinema release and it's going to debut on Disney Plus very soon. This is to drive people to Disney's new streaming service, which is flying because of the lockdown around the world. Based on the beloved book of the same name by Owen Colfer, Artemis Fowl follows 12-year-old genius Artemis, descendant of a long line of criminal masterminds. But Owen is upbeat, of course, about the whole thing. He says, well, it's kind of what Artemis Fowl himself would have liked, the fact that they're going to be streaming the film to millions of people all over the world, cocooned around the place. It's probably exactly how the kind of boy villain mastermind would have liked. The release date is to be confirmed, but stay tuned for that one. It's going to be huge. I'm sure they get their day out at the premieres, because there's 7 books in the series. There'll be lots of films. In other book news, Jacqueline Wilson. Do you remember her? She's the author of some of the UK's best-loved children's books, from Hetty Feather to Tracy Beaker. Millions and millions of books. She's a former children's laureate. Well, she has spoken publicly for the first time about her personal life and the fact that she's living very happily with her partner, Trish, for the last 18 years. The best-selling children's novelist, according to The Guardian, who's often been asked why she hasn't written more about gay characters in her books, tackles that very topic in her 111th book. What? Love, Frankie, it's called, in which tomboy Frankie falls for Sally, the prettiest girl in her class. She told The Guardian Review that she'd put her heart and soul into the story and that she knew perfectly well it would shine a little light on her own private life. Although it's not news to those who know her, she has not previously spoken publicly about her partner Trish, whom Wilson met at a party after her marriage broke down in her early 50s. So they're together 18 years. She is 74 now. Welcome to the party, Jackie. Publicly, of course, she's been at the party for some time. Now, some other happy news from our frontliners. OnPost has announced the launch of 2 new services to support communities during the coronavirus crisis. OnPost said they're doing a request to check-in and a newspaper delivery service, according to the Irish Examiner. Stories also in the Irish Sun. OnPost said the request a check-in service is a facility for family members to request a specific check-in by the local postman or postwoman for an older or vulnerable person during the current cocooning period. The statement said family members can register for the service for free, that sounds nice, by completing the postal address and air code of the customer on their website. Wait, is this just a way to get us all to learn the air code? Well, it's a very good way. Now, are you a tic-tac person? The little shaky-shaky, two-calorie little thing? And are you a tic-tac fan? Well, according to the Evening Echo newspaper, which is Cork's finest local newspaper, one of Cork's finest local newspapers, there are others, we don't want to offend them, an Italian confectionery company based in Cork has moved to explain why it has continued the production of tic-tacs during the COVID-19 lockdown. Didn't know they'd be made down there, but now we know. Amid criticism for not shutting down, Ferrero said ensuring the health of its workers is the company's number one priority. They say they have social distancing guidelines, staggered start and end times, protective equipment to all personnel with direct external contact, and their increasing frequency of transport and so on. But local TD Mick Barry has been critical of the company, saying that there are risks, he claims. They say no, he says they're a risk. And he said, Ferrero should shut down, in my opinion. I think it's a joke to say that they're involved in essential food production. No one is going to starve if there's a shortage of Tic Tacs for a couple of weeks. Well, you know, we thought nobody relied on Supermax, but, you know, the country went half spare when Supermax had to close. But on an unrelated matter, the Echo, if you ever go down to Cork, you hear the Echo news. Echo! The local newspaper said, that's a catch cry missing from the streets, from Grand Parade and Patrick Street at the minute. So when that cry echoes out, we'll know we're back to normal. Fergal Bowers, RTE News' health correspondent, has been tweeting this fantastic story. A man who tried to walk from France to Spain to buy cheap cigarettes was rescued in the Pyrenees Mountains, only to be fined for flouting anti-coronavirus regulations. So the man had set out by car on Saturday from Perpignan, southern France, to Spain, but was stopped at a checkpoint for obvious reasons. Don't be going outside your house. Thank you very much. Go back home, sir. Maintenant. But he decided he'd make his way on foot across the mountain range that separates the two countries. I mean, is there such a price discrepancy between cigarettes? Anyway, a helicopter had to be sent to rescue the man, who was found exhausted, shivering with cold and lost. Obviously without cigarettes as well, because he'd no idea where he was going. He was brought safely back by all these people who had to be deployed, and he was fined €135, which would have bought a lot of cigarettes, particularly in Spain, for breaking the confinement rules. So, lovely story there. Now, have you been out shopping for parents and neighbours and doing nice things? Yes, you probably have. Well, what's going on? Dawn McGoldrick from Galway has been tweeting. She says, my cocooning mum gives me her shopping list in the order that I'll find it at the supermarket. So she kind of got the map in her head. I will never reach that level of adulting, says Dawn McGoldrick. A radio presenter with ABC in Australia has been tweeting something similar. I finally convinced my parents to let me get their fruit and veg, but my dad sent me this floor plan of the shop and he photographs an actual hand-drawn map of their local supermarket. And Sarah is 44, now considers herself a total moron because it's like literally like custard and apple pointed here, cauliflower in this area. My definition of becoming, you know, full adult is the day when you buy, you know, the lettuce spinners for drying. I mean, that's ultimate. You've grown up. You've got real responsibility. Of course, you just cannot wash. Don't wash your lettuce and play the virus roulette with your lettuce. Time for one more. Anne Enright on lockdown culture. And she's talking about boredom, I suppose. She says, honestly, this is in The Guardian. Honestly, there's a lot to be said for tooling about all day. Now, this is coming from a professor of fiction in UCD, a Man Booker Prize winning author. Looking up recipes, not making them, not bothering to paint the living room and failing to write a novel. In the middle of the messy non-event called your mid-afternoon, you might get something, a thought to jot down, a good paragraph, a piece of gossip to text a pal. Boredom is a productive state so long as you don't let it go sour on you. Try not to confuse the urge to get something done with the idea that you are useless. Try not to confuse the urge to contact someone with the thought that you are unloved. Do the thing or don't do it. Either is fine. Sensible words from Anne Enright. And this reminds me of a story which I saw in the Times of Co.UK, which is all about that boredom, according to the science of boredom, could mean that you're on the verge of a creative explosion. Being made to do nothing for weeks on end drives people to think in exciting new ways, according to researchers. The coronavirus lockdown could unleash our most creative period since the Second World War as people find new ways to keep alive their leisure, their careers and their relationships. So we're on the verge of something very good. And actually, I noticed that after the crash in 2008, there were lots of people out of work. People were kind of nervous about the future and their creative rush founded all these billion-dollar companies like WhatsApp, Instagram, Uber, Groupon, Pinterest, Snapchat, none of which existed pre-2008. Stephen Merchant has a little gag. I'll tell you who's really suffering because of all this 2 metre social distancing. Pickpockets, he says. It's coming up to 20 minutes past nine. It is time for a bit of a dancey tune. I love this one. This has been stuck in my head all weekend and it's going to be stuck in your head now. Dance Monkey. Little monkeys are dancing everywhere. Elver and Sean in Ennis are having a ball dancing to that fab tune. It's Tones and Us, isn't that who does that song? Dance Monkey, yes. So I like it. You know, it's been in my head and it makes me feel happy. What more do you want? Lots of discussion about the serious stuff I discussed at the start of the show. Beans, mainly. Eleanor tells me the trick is with the beans is to store the can upside down and they just slide out. I don't know. You have to give them a good shake, you see, first of all, Eleanor. So I'm not fully with you with that. This is a curious one. You were doing the beans all wrong. The secret is to heat the beans in a saucepan of water, leaving the beans in a tin. Obviously, take the lid off the tin first. Guaranteed no loss of the sauce. Very important. And for those sending their children maps and exact suggestions of how to do the shopping, sent my 47-year-old son a detailed drawing of Dun's Colonel's Court, showing where he would find all the items on our shopping list. Terry from BlackRock. Very useful, I suppose, very handy. Now we're going to be talking about EU love stories. After the break, keep your text coming in. 51551.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
It's 20 minutes to 10. It's Oliver Callan in for Ryan. Now, on shopping lists and floor plans, a texter says, I was just complaining to my wife yesterday about the chagrin induced by finally reaching the cleaning product section via the one-way system in the shop, only to find bananas listed with the bleach and toilet rolls. Ah, says David in Dublin. On the whole salad spinner thing and the making you an adult, basically, is what I feel like. I guess I must have become an adult at the age of 15, says this texter. So when I brought my mum home a salad spinner for my first visit to France as an exchange student in 1974, it's still going strong today, says Elizabeth Hanlon, when everything was just better in the old days, wasn't it? Now, beans have also inspired people. Incredibly, the first spoonful of cold baked beans from a tin of beans has the power to transport me instantly back to boarding school circa the mid-70s. A real tuck-box treat that enhanced the bread-based daily menu of the time. Try it, old bean, and see what happens, says Mary. And then on the reference to Leo returning to the front lines on the telephones for one day a week. If we are all in this pandemic together, let all hands help. If Leo feels it is his duty to help, then as he's a qualified doctor, he should go ahead. Best wishes to all who are unwell and to those who have lost loved ones. I stand with nurses and midwives and paramedics. God bless them all, says Catherine Foley in Kilkenny. Well, that's the sentiment shared by a lot of people. And even if you're cynical and you think it's a bit of a spin thing that he's going to do manning the phones as a doctor, it's still going to help. It's going to help a lot of people. It's going to be use. We'll take a little bit of a tune now. A nice Irish tune from Dermot Kennedy. Always puts you in a nice kind of mellow buzz, I think.